Hello and welcome to the Coaster Show. My name is Wesley. Today we are going to be doing just like a regular old live stream. Right now, this is a whole new setup. This is a whole live broadcast setup for live streaming. I can literally just like move my I can literally just move my cameras around to like different points around my room like this. Yeah, it's a pretty cool setup. I can also do this one, which is a really awkward shot because I'm so close to the camera. But yeah, anyway, let me go back to my main camera real quick. So yeah, I see we already have 9 views, which is awesome. I'm glad to be back on this channel, again, streaming and everything like that. And I'm wanting to answer as many questions as I can today. Like, I know one of my main ones from some of the viewers, actually, was why I quit YouTube for 4 months, and I can actually answer that right now. So, over the last few months, I've been working at Sierra Point. I used to be a ride operator for MineRide, which was kind of fun. MineRide only has really 4 positions you can be in, which is crowd, load, and box, enable and controls. I was never controls trained. Controls trained was kind of like a, you might get there if you do, which I never actually did get controls trained, which basically made it really bad. And there was only one sit down position in this entire thing, and you were expected to work at least 8 hours a day. Yeah, it wasn't exactly that fun being a ride operator for MineRide. Now, before then, I was a ride operator for Power Tower. Power Tower was a good decision, and it was a really good ride to work at. I loved the supervisors. Everybody was extremely nice there. I have no complaints whatsoever about Power Tower, except for the sun. The sun was extremely bad. And I know as a ride operator, especially at a place like Sierra Point, you would expect to have a lot of sun. You're literally on a peninsula with Lake Erie right there beside you. I know that's pretty much expected out of you, but Power Tower is like everywhere in the sun, and maybe you might get controls, which then that's the only time you'll ever get air conditioning in the entire thing. So yeah, that was an entire thing. But I basically have not been uploading on my channel because I've been busy with Sierra Point. They've been only giving me really one day off during the summer, and then I was busy at a camp working in media and stuff, which was awesome. That's kind of where I learned some of the skills to do all this. And then after that, I started picking up after that with different jobs, and I still did not have consecutive enough hours to be able to do this until now. And now we're going to be doing things a little bit differently, and you'll see it over the course of the channel and how it's going to present. Right now, we're going to be doing a lot of these live streams. These live streams are going to be very, very, very common. Going to happen pretty much almost twice a week, if possible, which is not going to always happen that way. But I'm mainly going to just be answering questions, doing stuff like that. And yeah, it's just going to be a lot of fun, a lot of collaborations, I hope. If any of you guys want to collaborate, you can go on the website and just check it out. You can just say something in the chat, and I'll hopefully find a way to do that through Discord. But yeah, a lot of fun stuff coming your way towards all of this stuff. We're going to be going off of subscriber-based counts for updates and stuff, kind of like how when this channel first started. Like, at 500 subscribers, we're probably going to start memberships again, because that's when I'm able to get it, and hopefully some of you guys subscribe so I can more afford more of this stuff here. I mean, my knickknacks right here aren't exactly that important, but I mean, they're knickknacks. but stuff like basic equipment, like if this microphone breaks, stuff like that. The camera right that I'm using right now is a borrowed camera, so that's not going to always be here until I get another camera, and then in that case, we need a whole live production reset up and everything. So yeah, anyway, let me actually show you that camera real quick, because I forgot that I actually have a camera for that. So this is the live production system. Currently this camera is incredibly laggy. I don't know why. This is my phone camera way over there on the other side of the room. It's super laggy, so I'm just going to take that off of the video right now. But that phone basically is showing where all this light protection stuff. Let me actually just bring that camera back up, actually. Brown button. There it is. I have to get used to the control panel here, but basically my camera's right there. That's going down to a capture card, bunch of technical things, which then goes to a Stream Deck, which I have right down here on this stool, which is then how I'm able to do transitions like this, which is a lot of fun to do. So yeah, live production nerdy stuff. So we have some constant viewers right now. So if you guys want to go ahead and chat, ask questions, do whatever. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep yapping. Yeah. So anyway, let's go over more of like the things I've done this summer for poster-wise. I never even put this trip up here, and there's going to be a lot of talk about this over the channel, including today's live stream. We're going to have a ton of talking about this. But I went to 3 different amusement parks throughout this summer. Actually, in total, 5, but 3 new ones. I've now been to Six Flags Great Adventure, Hershey Park, and Dorney Park. Both some really great parks. Hershey Park's definitely one of my favorites. Definitely will return at some point. But all of them were extremely fun. Sky Rush is amazing. I absolutely love Sky Rush. The best coaster there. I know a lot of people are going to say Wildcat's Revenge is I don't agree with that. Wildcat's Revenge is second place, but it's not the best. Sky Rush will always be this. Sky Rush is just full of momentum, it's just awesome. But anyway, like Six Flags Great Adventure, stuff like that, King of Ka, getting to ride that for the first time, the world's tallest coaster, it was a lot of fun. A little bit more about like the parks that I visited. Dorney Park, Steel Force was my favorite. I'm even wearing a Steel Force shirt now, I think. It was just a lot of fun doing that. Kings Island and Sierra Point, obviously. They're the two parks that I frequently visited this summer, except Kings Island I only did once. Sierra Point I visited like pretty much almost every single day because I work there. But yeah, Kings Island was some fun. I rode Orion about, oh gosh, I think like 7 times in a row. Always get Fastlane there just so I can re-ride these rides over and over. Diamondback was good. Everything was good there. That was like mid-May. So that was a little bit ago, but yeah. My coaster trip was actually in June. So that was, again, the 3 parts that I told about. So I'll just go summarize Great Adventure, I guess, because that's what we're going to do right now. So Great Adventure was a really great park. It was just an amazing experience being there. Great Adventure was just a great experience just to be in that general area. Kingda Ka was amazing, being that high. What the heck was, yeah, just being that high up. It was just an amazing coaster, super paced, really good. And then I'll just go discuss why I think Wildcat's Revenge is just not my favorite at all at Hershey Park. So Sky Rush rules over all of that. Sky Rush is one of my favorite coasters so far. Second, I'm actually just going to put it second in my list already. With the new restraints, everything has just seemed to get a lot better inside of it. The new theming, new everything has been really great with it. But the new restraints, again, I haven't experienced old ones. I never got to even deal with the old one, the pain of the old ones. But I can already just tell you the new ones are a lot better. It still does that thing at the very end where like the restraints kind of pop up. Love watching the people just kind of panic about that. But it's just a lot of fun. The pacing is amazing. You would think that a coaster that would go up, down, right, left, left again, right, left would be boring. No. Not Sky Rush. Sky Rush is incredibly fun. really intense, like those moments when you're on like an overbank turn like this, you're like being pushed up like that. It's a really amazing experience to be on it and to be able to ride it. It's just amazing. Currently, I'm not getting any questions, which is pretty weird. So, if you're in this stream right now, just go ahead and drop a question or chat, literally anything. I will answer. We are supposed to be on Twitch, as like probably the only coastal live stream that will ever exist on Twitch. But for some reason, my thing that allows me to actually do that is currently broke. It won't even let me do it without OBS crashing. So, yeah, it's not going good with that. And I kind of need OBS in order to actually do everything and so you can actually see everything. All right. So let me check on some other questions that I got over the last few times. Let me take a look here what we got. Okay. So I have a few questions that were asked over the past few times. The main question again was where was I for the last 3 months? Let me pull up my Q&A list. Oh my gosh, that's hard. Where is it? Oh yeah, I forgot to say this one part. Okay, so yeah, I was a ride operator for MineRide for quite a while, again with Power Tower and everything like that. But also now I am doing ride photos. Reason why is because they would not let me leave MineRide. I was contracted at that ride. Not exactly that fun. So basically I went to ride photos. It's been a great experience. I absolutely love the supervisors there. Everybody else there is just a lot of fun. I already know most of the people who work in ride photos. I mean, it's in and out constantly with people who are working it and not, because I mean, that's like the Sierra Point spirit there. But yeah, it's just been a lot more fun being able to talk to people and being able to do that sort of stuff as well. Being able to actually talk to the guests, because I mean, we would be able to interact with the guest as much as we wanted to, really, with ride operations. Oh, my microphone is like extremely loud. I just now noticed that. Yeah, we used to be able to interact with the guest a lot during that time when I was in rides, but then again, we don't always get to do it. We always still have to dispatch to ride at some point. But then with like ride photos, we can talk to them however long they want to talk to us. So yeah, we're actually encouraged to talk to people constantly, other than like rides, we're not really supposed to. So yeah, ride photos has been really good. I would recommend it to anybody who wants a job in that, even though it's very, very low pay over the summer. I mean, Holiday Weekends pay is not, but like over the summer, you're getting games pay, which is barely nothing. And you could also get transferred games. So if you don't want to be in games ever, don't do it. Because they will put you in games if they really need the people. And then you're also constantly being moved to different locations. So you're not always going to be stand put at one. You could sometimes be just left over at like Camp Snoopy or something like that for the entire day, which is kind of boring. Because, I mean, like Woodstock Express, the operations of that thing are so slow. I can't, could you know, I was literally in there for about an hour and there was only about 12 cycles. I'm going to stop yapping about that, but that's kind of sad. I know it's a kiddie coaster and it takes time to be able to do that, but it's a very, very short layout. They could speed things up possibly. So that's a little bit of a weird part there. So here's a few questions that I got up here. That I'm going to answer. There's only three of these. If we don't get any more people in the chat by these three questions being answered, if we don't get any interactions in anywhere here, what we will do is just slowly end the stream because these are only a few things that I currently just want to discuss. So yeah, we got the primary question out of the way now. So let's get to the next one. So this was kind of a heated debate over me and a friend. It was about front row on coasters. So, bruh. Okay, sorry about that. My camera decided to die. We're gonna probably have to go down for technical reasons in just a minute so I can fix that. But basically, it was about front row not being so good. Now, I can agree with this on some coasters, but if you haven't experienced, like, say, King of Ka or Millennium Force in front row, you haven't experienced how good that actually is. Like Magnum as well, you sometimes have to sit in front row. I always say back row for Magnum because over Holla Weekends, it's extremely good, extremely smooth somehow. I don't even know how, but over Holla Weekends, I don't know what they do to it, but I imagine it's smooth. But yeah, during the summer, front row. You have to go front row on Magnum. But any other coaster, like, you can go, like, Gemini, it doesn't really make a difference. I know I'm keep going on Cedar Point coasters. Let me go on Kings Island coasters here. So let's say Orion. Orion, front row, is amazing. Back row will whip you as well. It also depends on your opinion along what one you like. In my personal opinion, I would choose front row for almost any coaster, except for the few that I know I shouldn't choose it on. And those are very rare. I would say those would be like any. Let me think. Oh, like for example, like Corkscrew, Cedar Point, dude. Don't ever go front row on there. You have too. It feels like you almost have too much leg room, and it's super uncomfortable for that. You can't go front row. It feels super bad. There's a lot of other coasters that I know that are on my list to not go in front row with. And you want to kind of stay middle range area, not wheel seats. But I will say that front row for a coaster is good, as long as you know what like coaster is and what it's going to bring. But you should also still try back row as well. So like if you have a full day at the park and you need to ride every single coaster there, I would probably just like skip the front row thing because you're going to be waiting in long lines for that. I would go maybe middle or back. But if you have the time, definitely try front row because on most coasters, it's extremely good, extremely fast paced and everything. Because I mean, like, if you look at this model, which you can't really see here, let me do this real quick. If you look at this model of Millennium Force here, so basically, front train here, you're going to get all the bugs in your face, everything like that, but it's extremely forceful. The wind in your face feels really good. It's a lot of fun. Back row, you get whipped. And also, your ride photo won't come out on the screen. Little tip there. Ride photos don't go on to the screen if you're in the back row of Millennium Force. I don't know why. I don't know why we can't fix that, but it doesn't. But anyway, back row here, you're going to get a lot of whipping. It's going to be a lot more forceful in the back than the front, but the front, the wind in your face just makes it completely different experience. Everything just feels different because you're the front car, you're the first person there. So I would definitely, I'm laying force. I would recommend you to go back row first, or like near the back, like second to back, and then after that, go up to the front. The front row is completely worth it. There's a huge line in there for a reason. The front row is just awesome. All right, so I'm going to go down for technical reasons just for about 2 minutes, just because this camera decided to die on me, and I need to fix that issue with something that will be long term. But anyway, I'm going to go fix this issue real quick. So we're going to go down for technical. We're going to go down for technical right now, so I'll be back. And we are back. I'm sorry, I forgot to mute my mic, so you probably just heard every single thing there. Anyway, it was just a dead battery, so that was a really easy fix. So yeah, we just got done talking about that. So let's go on to the next topic because you guys are still not asking questions, which is a problem. Let's see here. But I think I know who's watching. You better reply to that front row thing because I know you asked it. Okay, so this is a question that came down to being. Oh, where is it? Let me look for it real quick because I know I shouldn't be. Okay, so this is an age-old question. So I really don't want to mention this dude, but I really don't care because it's been a hot minute since I ever really spoke to him, so it's fine. So basically, someone named TDR asked me, what do you think about coaster rap battles, and would you want to do one? This was about a year ago, so I never replied to this because I kept constantly forgetting to add it to live stream questions, which was an issue. But now I'm finally gonna actually answer this for you if you even want to watch this, which I highly doubt because you don't really want to watch my channel anymore for some reason. So yeah, basically, yes, I would absolutely do a coaster rap battle. It will probably be extremely bad if I'm rapping because I have done it before for him. When he asked me that, I said yes, and we ended up collabing and doing that. But I never actually answered the question. So here we are. So yes, I would definitely do it. I have done it for him already. I was extremely bad at it. Would I do it again? Probably not. Because if you look it up, it's still in the community page, and I can also put it back on the community page if needed, or pin it or something. It was extremely bad. So let me actually bring that up real quick. Because I mean, it's horrible. Go to my channel. All right, I have to go a little bit down. Oh, our failed. Oh, that was one of the other things I was going to talk about. All the failed video projects that never happened. Da-da-da. Okay. I don't know why my camera just transitioned on its own. That's interesting. Okay, coaster rap battles. Why is it doing that on its own? That's so weird. Okay, you guys are gonna have to just deal with it. Okay. Videos. All right, here it is. Otherwise, I would have had to go through an entire process. Okay, Mac screen. Alrighty. Du-du-du. All right, so welcome to my absolutely horrible mess of this. This is going to be absolutely bad. Hopefully you guys are going to be able to hear this. So here we go.
I'm the king of all the coasters, you're the storm on the rub. You can't kick 200, so keep your mouth shut. I get
All right,
along,
here we
so that's
go.
actually.
Your paint job is overdue. Actually looks brand new compared to you. You're a little accelerated after the turns come in 2009. You'll be suffering burn
Please,
stingers
this
and
is
now
so
about to
bad.
burn the paint. I got more airtime, I'm hardly playing crazy train. You're just not with Mintman's failed projects. I am the best, I'll put you to rest. I see better grips when I get dressed. You're far too complex and your whole concept's a huge engineering mess. Got me by
Why?
Mintman, what do y'all want from?
Okay, anyway, so you guys saw enough of that. Yeah, it was not good. I'll link that somewhere. Yeah, maybe on the website. I'll just link it on the website. So if you want to go check that out, I'll put that on there because that's. But anyway, shout out to him, even though everything happened. Shout out to him, Coaster Rap Battles. Go ahead and check him out. Subscribe to him, like the video, do whatever. He does make some good Coaster Rap Battles. He partnered with Grant from Hershey Park Enthusiasts, which was a really cool collab that he did, and that sounded absolutely amazing. I should really play that because that was like probably one of his best he has ever made. It was Twisted Timbers versus Jersey Devil. I had stuck in my head for so long.
It's 4 in the
Oh,
morning,
come on.
and your triple check.
So here, I'll just let you guys take a listen to it. It's really good.
Yeah. Get ready, ready.
Quakes in your trims and your brakes. Battling me was a big mistake. All you are is just a clone mate. People care more when you're being built. When it comes to right experience, all you do is will.
Like
a
forest
head chopper, all you burns are near misses. I'm a boxing you with my twisted disses. Cause I got it in the supply of lunch. You better stop stalling and get some better layout designs.
All I need to beat you is one single track. I'm a lot like you, but on more crack. I got a much greater angle of attack.
Yeah, that was a lot better than whatever I did. So yeah. Yeah, again, shout out to him. I'm not really trying to promote him or anything, but, yeah, he did some great collabs. But to answer the other question, do I like Coaster Rap Battles? I think I kind of answered this before with, showing you guys that and saying it stuck in my head. I like it, especially with the rap battle that was, like, Airtime Thrills and, I forgot who else was in that. It was a really good, oops. I don't know why, but it was just like an extremely good one. There it is. B&M versus Intamin. This was actually completely different. This was Theme Park Rap Battles from Theme Park Avenue, and this was like a super good one. I'm actually just going to keep playing it through because it's like awesome. Oh my gosh. Maybe you can guys hear it. Oopsie, wrong button. Alrighty. Let's see if you guys can hear it.
Theme Park Rap Battle.
Yeah, you guys can hear it.
Intamin
versus B&M.
I'll keep you in your seat like your big floater pills by your Brian's
emergency. Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's how thrills you've been nothing worthwhile since 325. Now just looking at your future, you're taking a dive. I have refreshed yours like a raging gold poser. Now you're
still creating a circle. I don't know why, but it's good. It's just
so I came in and now I'm universally loved. You have many loopers, but they all ride the same. Called this Fantasia Land because
bro, this is just so good.
Your wings can't fly when Vekoma has you bested. Your restraints are the only reason writers are invested.
Yes.
The tallest and fastest roller coasters are my own, while you only hold the record for having the most clones. My rats will shake you like a B&M rival. I won the coaster wars and I'll win this battle.
You talk originality, but you're not doing well.
Oh, yes.
You're literally making Chinese ripoffs of yourself. My first coasters rocked, but I should give you pity since you started with our floating rides and coasters for the kitty. You're running out of chains that will work with you again. Satoru's accident of Six Flags seemed red.
Okay. That's a bit off. Deer Fair is not a thing anymore. Anyway, yeah, I really need to talk more about the merger because I never even made an update video on that. But yeah, Deer Fair just straight up won't work with Intamin again. Yeah, the company I work for won't work with a very good amusement park. Or won't, not amusement park, won't go with a good coaster manufacturer. I really think that's a bad idea. Because, I mean, yes, I know. They literally made a ride that the boat flipped over at one of their parks. But then again, Intamin rides are coming out everywhere. They're even making these giant prototype coasters that are, like, way too big. The 600-foot coaster or whatever, which I hope is made by Intamin, or else that's going to be embarrassing for me. That was just an amazing thing to see that they're making right now. And I know they're extremely unreliable. Like, I mean, Maverick breaks down probably like, I don't know, 30 times a day. They're not exactly that reliable at all. They're not as reliable as like Aero when they were up. They were not, they're definitely not as reliable as B&M. But I mean, I'm going to turn down that gain real quick. They really just need to go back to that. Because, I mean, now that they're with Six Flags, I'm hoping that Six Flags kind of talks some sense into them and says, like, hey, we need to work with Intamin again. If we want to have these great rides, we need to be able to get them from a world-class manufacturer. Which I also know that they are still partners with RMC, and they're doing really good with that. And RMC is a great manufacturer, and I hope that they make more things from them. And a little bit of a controversy thing that a lot of people are not going to like is I actually don't like RMC T-Rex coasters. I really just don't like them. They're very rough. They're very the snappy parts of it I just really don't like. They definitely don't feel as good as like the iBox tracks from RMC. I definitely just don't like them as much as a good hybrid coaster from them. But anyway, go back to the topic. Intamin really should start working with Cedar Fair / Six Flags now again, because we really just need some better rides, and Vekoma and Zamperla aren't really fitting it, because like Zamperla, you've seen Top Thrill 2. You've seen how that already failed. Yeah. Anyway, let's go on to the last and final question that I currently have. Hopefully we can spend enough time on that. And if I don't get any more comments, we'll end at 7:45. So my next question... Let me go back to the chat and check. Oh, yes. Yeah, so I need to talk about this anyway. Hold on. Okay. So what happened to my ideas about like the documentaries, and will they continue? That's a big discussion question about that. I don't want to really make a documentary right now, because currently I have to find collaborators to be able to make the documentary even worthwhile making. And I know my Sierra Point documentary pretty much gave me all these subscribers, and I keep getting consecutive views from that, and it's really good with that. But the reason why it went like that is mainly because of Hershey Park enthusiast Grant. He was the one that mainly helped make that possible. And then after that, all the other people like Theme Park Avenue, everybody else kind of just put it in to the part where it started getting bigger and bigger, which got it to like 2,000 views. Now we're here. But the reason why I don't really want to make a documentary is because that Zero Point documentary took 8 months to make. And it was already 2 months in the planning. We already had all the emails sent out about a month prior to when we needed the audio file. Each and every single one of them took at least 3 months to make, which took a while. Then all the video editing had to go in, which took a good 2 weeks to do, because it was a one-man job that I could only do that. And everything else kind of just fell down, and it took 8 months. I couldn't make a consecutive or good trailer without delaying it. It was just a whole, it's just a whole process to make a documentary, and I really don't have time right now to go through that process to make one. Even though I have the current setup to be able to make like really cool interviews and really cool like talking about the park and stuff, I still currently just don't want to go through that work. The Kings Island documentary that I was going to make was canceled and delayed because so many other people were making Kings Island documentaries. I didn't really notice that until I looked it up on YouTube when somebody mentioned it, and then I just stopped from the process of making it there. That video was actually in the process of the script writing, everything was almost done. I actually had another volunteer who was helping me write the scripts. Those were almost done being made, and they were going all the way to the other people who were actually going to be... reading them and saying them, and I actually had all of my collaborators all lined up, ready to go, and then I saw that news, and I was like, oh shoot, I can't do that. So then a week later, I got a message again saying, hey, maybe you can do a documentary for a small park that's in California. And that's kind of where I started making these spoiler videos and stuff like that for that park. Which I'm still not going to mention that park, if you can't figure out already. Because if I do end up making a documentary in the next like year or two, it's going to be on that park. Because that park has absolutely no documentaries dedicated to it. And it has a really rich history. So if I ever do it, then yeah. But I'm going to have to get entire staff team full of volunteers for that in order to actually be able to make the documentary possible. I had to get all my collaborators again. It would be a whole process. And even if I started now, it wouldn't be out till like maybe March of next year. No, maybe June of next year by the time that I get all the collaborations done in my time to be able to actually work on the video. So it's going to be a really huge process in order to do that. So that will definitely take some time if I were to do that. And I'm not going to be doing that unless I actually somehow end up with the time in order to actually do that. So yeah, I hope I answered most of the questions in here. You'll see how this live stream is going to play out on the channel. And it's also the way that it's going to play out is the way it's going to play out for all the rest of these videos. And we're going to be doing another one of these live streams again later. All of the stream scheduling is on our website, which I currently don't have a domain for. So that will be soon implemented. But you can go up onto our bio of the channel, look up the website, and you can see the schedule right there. We also put all our live streams up there and everything like that. So that's pretty much all that I have for this live stream because nobody else is asking questions. So I'm going to end it here. I really appreciate all you guys who actually are watching this or still watching this. I really appreciate all you guys, and I hope you guys all have a great rest of your day.